This podcast helps you to understand what family life was like in Elizabethan times and the changing research and interpretations of historians. In the 1970s, historians began to look more closely at Elizabethan society, and they began to research family life. This early research revealed that Elizabethan family life was very different from our own. For example, these historians claimed the following: parents often arranged the marriages of their children. Wives were inferior to their husbands, and parents did not become attached to their children, as many died at a young age. More recently, historians have started to dispute this interpretation. They say that the early studies used records from the gentry families, which may have given a distorted picture. These historians began to look at other sources, such as parish registers and tax records, to look more closely at family life. These historians have challenged this early interpretation. Interpretation 1. Parents often arranged the marriages of their children. There is little evidence to support the fact that this was the case. In most families, people married in their mid to late 20s, as they had to save to set up a house. Noble and gentry families married earlier, as they could afford to. Whilst very few babies were born outside marriage, the number of babies born soon after their parents married suggests that it was fairly common for couples to have sex once they got engaged. In most families, people were free to choose who they married, but in gentry families, parents were more involved, although this stopped short of arranged marriages. This was because wealth and status mattered. Interpretation 2. Wives were inferior to their husbands. It is true that despite having a queen on the throne, Elizabethan England was a patriarchal society. Thus, men were seen as more important than women, and in the domestic conduct books of the day, women were expected to obey their husbands at all times. In turn, though, men were encouraged to respect their wives. There is some evidence to suggest that there was a degree of equality in Elizabethan marriage. Some women from the middling sort helped their husbands run farms and workshops. Divorce was not common in Elizabethan England, as an act of Parliament was needed to divorce someone, though couples might have an informal separation. It was far more common to suffer the loss of a husband or wife, and in these cases, children were often brought up by step-parents. Interpretation 3. Parents did not become attached to their children. Historians have challenged this interpretation. Whilst infant mortality was higher due to the lack of hygiene and medical care, there is little evidence to support the fact that people did not care for their children. Most Elizabethan families were not very large, usually only the parents and their children. Only the gentry had large families. Apart from in gentry families where wet nurses might raise children, most children were brought up by their mothers. From the age of 7, most children started to help out in the home and in the fields. At the age of 12 and 13, boys became apprentices and girls left home to work as servants. Most families kept contact with their children during this time. Physical punishment was much more widespread in Elizabethan England than today, and beating was common in grammar schools. In the home, however, historians have found little evidence of harsh discipline and physical punishment. There is no evidence that cruelty towards children was more widespread in Elizabethan England than it is today.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History, Dynamic Learning, and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.